You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Guaranteeing that your clients get results. Well, in this episode, I got a special guest going to show you exactly how to do just that. King of Client Attraction. My friends, Marquell Russell here, the King of Client Attraction, and welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. And I actually got a special guest in here, my guy, my brother from another mother, my business partner, our Director of Client Success here at Client Attraction University, my guy Andre Gaskell.
What's good, bro? What's happening, bro?
So, the reason I wanted to bring him on, because the question that we get a lot is, how do you make sure your clients get results, right? As far as doing your part, because of course the most important thing is that they actually got to show up for themselves to do the work. But how do you, as a coach or a consultant, do everything in your power? Like, what's the strategy? What's the mindset? What's the process? What's the formula to actually making sure your clients get results? A lot of people see all the testimonials and so forth that we get. So people are like, all right, what's the secret? What's the secret sauce to making sure my clients get results? So they can send me more testimonials, so they can send me referrals, and so they can continue to renew in your other programs. All right. So in this episode, Dre is our Director of Client Success, meaning that he's super hands-on and a huge component when it comes to helping our clients get results. So I actually decided to bring him on and actually let him break down some secrets, quote unquote, that you can actually apply into your coaching and consulting business to help ensure that your clients get results so they can send you testimonials, referrals, and of course renew and upgrade to your other programs. So what you got for the people, bro?
Yeah, well, real quick, before I even get started, bro, thank you for having me. I definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So let's just kind of break this thing down into like three different sections, right? Mm-hmm. If I can just break it down and give you like three tips. So the very first tip, well, even before the first tip, right? So actually the pre-tip is make sure that you are tight on your process, right? Make sure you're tight on your process. Make sure that, you know, your system is intact, right? Your, not just your system is intact, but make sure that you know exactly how your process works. I know that sounds crazy because you're like, well, it's my business, it's my process. Well, quite honestly, people think that they know their process until I ask them, hey, well, how do you get your clients results, right? They're unable to actually explain to me how they get their clients results, right? So first you want to know, before you even get started with everything else, you want to know, I say you have to have an intimate relationship with your process. Know how you get clients results and be able to communicate that to the client even beforehand. So that's the very first thing is that. Make sure you have an intimate relationship with your process. Mm-hmm. Secondly, you want to be able to meet the client where they are, right? Meet the client where they are, meaning you want to do two things. Number one, you want to understand where they're at, right? And you want to understand where they want to go. You want to understand where they're at, and you want to understand where they want to go. Once you understand where they're at and where they want to go, and you already understand your process, now all you got to do is just plug and play, if that makes sense, right? So that's number one. Number one is making sure that you meet them where they are, and you understand where they're at and where they want to go. Number two is actually being able to, I call it the gap, helping them cover the gap. So their goals, we just talked about that, their actions, right? And then their productivity, right? So you're making clear, you're already clear on their goals because you met them where they're at, if that makes sense. Now we go to the actual actions, right? The actions and accountability. A lot of people say, okay, well, my job as a coach is to hold my clients accountable. That's absolute BS. You cannot hold, let me say that a little bit slower. You cannot hold your clients accountable. You can't hold your clients accountable. You don't have the ability to hold your clients accountable. The only person that can hold your client accountable is your client. Accountability is something that is done internally, not externally, right? But the marketplace will have you believe that you need someone to hold you accountable. That's not the case, right? You don't need someone to hold you accountable, but in a lot of circumstances, you do need someone to remind you of the goals that you set for yourself and to remind you of the actions that you have committed to in order to get to your desired result. That's where you as the coach comes in, is reminding that individual when things get tough, right? When they execute, but they didn't get the results that they wanted to at the time frame that they expected, and they start to get down on themselves, they get ready to give up, they're ready to kind of like throw in the whole kit and caboodle, right? That's where you come in, and you remind them of what they're doing it for. How are you able to remind them of what they're doing it for? Because you were clear before on where they are and where they wanted to go. You know their why. You know what's driving them. So when they get down on themselves, you're able to remind them of those things, and you're able to get them back on the path of actions, the A in GAP, the actions to be able to consistently push through even though they don't quite see the results that they want. So that's the goals and the actions, and then it's all about the productivity. And when we talk about productivity, we're not just talking about doing a thing, but we're talking about measuring what we've already done. Does that make sense? So you got your goals, they got their goals, they have their actions, right? And now the productivity part is being able to measure those actions and show them where they are in accordance to where they want to go, right? So because of these actions move the needle a little bit further. You move from, in our particular process, if I can make it personal real quick, right? Of course, we're all about client attraction. Part of client attraction in our system is building an ultimate online marketing machine, right? When you build the first step to building an ultimate online marketing machine is getting clear on your messaging, right? Once they have that messaging clear, right, they've got that action done, and then we're able to say, okay, well, based off that action, now we can see where you're moving on to the next step, on to the next module, on to the next training. They get a little bit more confidence at this point as well, but it's all about being able to measure, where they started from and then where they are on the path to getting to where they want to be. That's what I wanted to say. Where they are on the path to getting to where they want to be. So just to recap the steps real quick, right? I call it the GAP method. So number one, get clear on their goals. Get clear on their actions. And then be able to measure. The P is productivity. Being able to measure the actions and being able to show the client where they are in accordance to where they want to go or on the path to where they want to go. So, yeah, bro, that's pretty much how we do what we do.
There it is. So real quick, that's in terms of like, how do you serve the clients when you get them to help them get results? Right. Now, if you're figuring out, okay, how do I get more clients? How do I get more leads to actually convert into clients? Well, all you got to do is go to paidadplaybook.com. That's paidadplaybook.com. And once they go through your process, you follow these steps that we give you in there. Once they follow your process and you actually start getting more clients and what you're getting out, and then you want to install these systems to actually make sure they get results. That's how you do it. But go ahead and go to paidadplaybook.com. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. And until the next one, have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.